to Patty Holtran, and we're at KWOD Radio, and we're on live again. We're out at the Arizona Steampunk. It's just doing an awesome thing out here with the Steampunk Convention. And we've been out here all day doing interviews, and we've got a special guest here. Crazy, dashing and winning. Why is it? Whenever I come to Steampunk, it doesn't. I don't know. I think it's me. Must be me. So, we got the COG is dead, and of course, they got their show tonight. Mm-hmm. I heard it sold out.
Yeah.
So tell us what would we be expect to see you guys doing tonight?
Mainly just playing our music, maybe telling a couple jokes here and there, but
some really bad.
Yeah. But yeah, it's a pretty simple low tech show, but high energy.
Oh, good. So. Good to
know. Now of course some people said, well, who the heck is COG is Dead? And of course you said COG is Dead presents a COG is Dead. So that's funny. So introduce yourselves. We're going from left to right here.
I'm Bradley Harrington III. I'm the bassist. Captain John Sprocket, guitarist and lead vocalist.
I heard about you, by the way.
Oh, thank you.
And my name is Tony Seville. I'm the drummer for the group.
And apparently, he's also the sheriff. So, do we have any sheriff songs?
We got one about the Wild West, so it could be sort of a sheriff song.
There you go.
So, you got different characters, your persona, so to speak. So, tell us what your persona is.
Well, I'm a stowaway they found on our flying timeship, and they just put me to good hard work, so.
Oh, so you're doing the grunt work.
Yeah, pretty much. And I'm basically the captain of the crew. I used to be a clockmaker many years ago, and then decided to build a time machine and bring these guys along to travel through time to basically...
You're my favorite guy already.
Oh, thank you, yeah. Yeah, we travel to the future to try to warn people against using digital technology and bring back steam power and analog clockwork.
Okay, so that of course intriguing. But I'm getting right back to you.
I'm the ship mechanic. I maintain the ship and make sure it's running smoothly.
Well, that's important. That's an important job because you know you're down there in the bowels of this steamship, but you know you're an important one because otherwise you'd never gonna go. Now, is the time machine attached to the mechanics room?
Can you come back with that? Can you repeat that question? Because I'm having trouble.
The time machine, is that connected to the power system in the same area as where you are working down there?
Basically, it's stored in Florida, but we launch it off the roof of a great big condo down there.
Yeah, I hear you. There's everything in Florida.
Yeah, the whole ship is one big flying time machine.
Oh, wow. That's cool. I'm going to have to definitely get online and take a look at it because time travel is my favorite thing. Whee! So, and everybody knows that knows me at all, knows that time travel is my thing. And so, you know, tell us, how did that work?
Well, I mean, basically, I was already familiar with working with things related to time. And him being a mechanic, we sort of put our knowledge of time and mechanics together and found a way to travel through time.
Go forward in time, you're saying.
Well, we can travel to any point in time, but we've come forward just to see how things progress, because it was the invention of the digital clock that spawned this whole thing, because I only created traditional analog clocks back in the 1800s.
Right.
But when someone invented a digital clock, I thought, this is the most preposterous thing I've ever seen. And I hope that the future is not this, and so we've traveled to see, and unfortunately, digital technology has really progressed, and a lot of clocks are digital, so that's why we're doing what we do, is we're trying to come to these times and say, listen, don't forget about the past and the beauty of analog clocks.
There you go.
So, in the mechanics part, okay, this is an important part, so the steampunk part, you know, the steam-oriented things, so why is that important to history?
Well, we know that the steam-powered equipment was some of the first modes of transportation. So we like to stick with that theme because we believe that that's the best way to actually navigate is by using steam powered, and it gets us to where we want to go, and it's got us here today. Matter of fact, we were here actually about 100 years ago when it was a lot different. It's a lot tamer now. It's not as wild as it once was.
That's true. Now, as a stowaway, do they stick you in first when they're not sure quite where you're going to be going?
Well, even that one. Yeah, first thing, I stick my head out, nearly lost it. So, they also they decided to start putting me to work in the chronographic navigating room. I picked the points of time where we generally get to go now.
So you're getting on-the-job training.
Oh, yeah. But he makes a good crash test dummy.
That's what I have a reference to, yeah. But I noticed that you have a lot of gears on you. Are those, like, leftovers just because it just kind of fell on you?
Yeah, I kind of found them when I was hiding in the ship. I don't know how I hid that long, but...
Parts that I should have actually connected, I just threw them in the closet. And
he never reads the instructions.
Hopefully, yeah, we get by.
We never read instructions.
So, what's the thing in your group?
Is this?
Going on there. Do you guys consider doing anything other than music? Do you expand? I see you do a lot of, obviously, merchandising, but what else you got going on?
Yeah, well, we have all the merchandise related to the band. Outside of The Cog Is Dead, my primary job is voiceover. I do voices for video games and commercials and things like that, and also video production. So I've made a motion picture with a group from Florida who I've known for about 10 years. Excuse me. And, we made a went on to the Cannes Film Festival and got released on DVD in the UK and the US.
We do plugs here, so go ahead and tell us what movie that is.
The movie's called Black Wind coming in right now. Everything all right?
So you think deja vu is that, or you think that there's something else going on with time when you get deja vu?
Well, that may be a bit on my part.
Ah, okay.
I pick where we go, and it kind of messes up the stream of time on occasion. We are fighting robot, yeah. For instance. Yeah, it makes it hard to remember where we are from show to show and when we are.
So you guys are from?
Well, in our backstory...
I guess it depends on... depends on which time they're in, right?
Yeah. Well, right now, since I'm using my normal voice, we're actually based in Florida. But the history of the band is we originated in Grimsby, England, the year 1893.
So have you been to Arizona before doing shows?
This is our first time out here.
I guess I can.
It's a really gorgeous place. I mean, it's been on my visit list of places to visit for a long time, and I'm really happy to actually be here finally.
It doesn't look like Florida.
Oh,
not at all.
No way.
And when you go down into the valley towards Old Tucson, it sounds like, you know, what it really looks like down there. I've been to Old Tucson back when I was, like, I think it was in second grade. I came here for the first time. Yeah, and that was before Old Tucson got burned down and came back to life again. I think it had something to do with time travel, I'm not sure. But, yeah, you got some fun. You had some fun, and I said, wish you guys some awesome luck tonight.
Thank
of course,
you
did.
Very much.
I saw you guys had your show, and I was plugging you on my internet just to make sure that you guys got sold out, and you guys got sold out.
Yeah, yeah. I think it was definitely good steam powered giraffe and Professor Elemental for sure, but I'm a big fan, yeah.
I won't be here tonight, so, but I'll see you in a different time.
Okay.
But when I could actually get your tickets. So, where do you go from here?
Well, we actually have a show in New Jersey coming up.
New Jersey?
Yep, the Steampunk World Fair.
That's really different.
That's going to be fun.
Yep.
Yeah, actually going to be with Steve Hargraff again on that show.
Oh, okay.
And,
I heard something from somebody saying that they thought that Steampunk wasn't quite as big in the East. Do you think that's true?
Oh, no way.
I don't know. I think
it's going to pick up.
Yeah, I mean, a lot of the bands out there, Frenchie and the Punk, This Way to the Egress, they're both up in the Northeast, and that's who we went on a U.S. tour with this past summer. So I think there are quite a few out there, and in Atlanta and in that area as well. So, yeah.
Have you made it overseas yet?
Not yet. I think it's a bit expensive out there, but we're working on it. We hope maybe if we do a few more shows here, and maybe become a bigger group.
Or catch yourself a couple other, you know, and do it together.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, absolutely.
And go by steamship.
I believe that Vladimir Putin is going to So I don't know if we're going to do that one or not.
That should be fun.
Time, then we'll do the Olympics.
Yeah, if you do a couple different groups together, that would be totally awesome to do. So where are you guys, you know, moving to? Is it, you're just working it right now and you're really picking up steam, so to speak?
Yeah, I suppose so. We're working on a third album right now, and that's coming together. Now we're actually going to play some of the new songs here tonight. And yeah, I was just really excited to see where things go.
Get some new songs tonight, guys. So with that, I'm going to say, you know, this is awesome to meet you guys. And so glad to have met you. And we'll definitely be listening to your music.
Thank you.
Nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you as well. Thanks.
See you in the future.
Or the past.
Definitely.
Yeah, either way.
I'll be looking for you.
Okay, thank you.
This is Patty Holstrand, K-Wad Radio, signing out.
Now you got my card, right?